Muchas gracias, señora presidenta. Quizá podría empezar por un comentario sobre el último punto relativo a la integración de la consideración de género en los ejercicios de Technology Assessment. Es verdaderamente un punto muy importante en general en todo el trabajo de política de ciencia, tecnología e innovación que lleva a cabo la UNTAD. La perspectiva de género es una consideración fundamental por muchas razones, aunque solo sea por la importancia del impacto que tiene la desigualdad en el acceso a la tecnología en las posibilidades de empleo, de renta, de integración social. En todo caso, en el caso concreto del ejercicio de Technology Assessment, un punto importante en la metodología es asegurar que es una metodología inclusiva y en ese sentido la inclusividad en la dimensión de género es un punto fundamental, de manera que sí que es un punto que consideramos primordial en la metodología que estamos intentando desarrollar. There was another question about the role of the possible role of the technology bank for the LDCs in supporting implementation of technology assessment in developing countries. I think that's a very interesting possibility, but maybe not for the very immediate short term, because the technology bank is now engaged in an exercise of a strategic refocusing on what could be its main areas of expertise and contribution to the achievement of the SDGs. And this is also connected to the fact that the financial resources available to the bank are perhaps not commensurate with the importance of its mandate. But from a more general theoretical point of view, I think that given that the mandate of the bank is to support the deployment of technology in the LDCs, one could think that an essential first step in supporting the deployment of any technology in countries would be to do a thorough consideration of the possible impacts of those technologies in the social, economic, and environmental context in which they're going to be deployed. So certainly this is an area in which perhaps our collaboration with the Technology Bank could be expanded. In any case, the Technology Bank and UNTAD have a long history of collaboration, and I may claim that the Technology Bank is in a way an intellectual child of UNTAD. It was first proposed in one of the UNTAD's least developed country reports, and so we are very committed to ensuring the long-term success of the bank. I think there was another point addressed to the Secretariat by the Russian Federation in terms of the technology neutrality of technology assessment exercises, and I would like to, even though I think the Russian delegate is no longer with us, to emphasize that this is very much an important point of the exercises of the methodology. We don't want to embark on those exercises with a preconceived idea that certain forms of technology are good or bad. On the contrary, we want to help countries understand better what are the possible implications of embarking in a certain direction so that they can make their own fully informed decisions. So in that sense, we would try very hard to make sure that we approach the issues with a very unbiased approach to any specific technologies. I think that covers the points that were addressed directly to the Secretariat. I would just like to conclude by thanking all member states that have referred so positively to this project and in general to the work of UNTAD on technology, and to reassure them that we will make our strongest efforts to make available to the whole membership any substantive outcomes that come from this project, any lessons learned that can be identified and applied to the rest of the membership. Thank you very much.